It's all about lowering the amount of input and increasing the amount of output. That's what precision agriculture at its heart is all about, which ultimately is the best way our farmers can be good stewards to the environment. And so I was able to see some of not only the equipment, which is very expensive for farmers to invest in, but actually this in practice, not to mention that in conjunction with something like a bioreactor, right, which is a conservation practice, the buffer strips, the bioreactors, all of those have a measurable result, a decrease in the amount of nitrates and phosphorus and all those nutrients that are ending up in our water. So we were able to see on Wayne's farm, an input kind of testing site and then a test on the other side, real measurable results there. So precision agriculture works. So I think it's my role as a public policymaker to help embrace this, help support it, and help get more people into precision agriculture. That's how we truly have a good impact on our climate and give farmers a seat at the table at the same time. So I introduced the Precise Act to do exactly that. It's kind of a hybrid bill, I guess you'd call it. One part focuses on rural broadband, and then the other part focuses on actually expanding our existing programs, so EQIP and CSP, to make sure that farmers have access to resources to be able to invest in this equipment, to be able to take those steps to be good stewards of the environment. So that's what my intent was behind that bill. And you look at, you know, soil conservation, like I talked about, the reduction of the nutrients going in. I mean, ultimately, that's a bottom line issue that helps our farmers to really increase their outputs and feed more people, which is really crucial right now if we've seen anything in the last year.